imagine that a Yehudi, Jew, is honest, clean. And the world that's Shek Oilam Hashek. But it's interesting that Yaakov Avinu, who was Ishtam Yeshiva Halam, and he was the Semel HaTorah. He was the emblem, the Simon of Torah. And still, he was pretty dishonest in many ways. In many ways, he was dishonest. For example, from the start of his career, so to speak, Atchala Shel Yaakov Avinu, he stole the brachas from Esav. Then he goes to Lavan's house, and he does business. And he says, I was the most honest person. At the end, when Lavan runs after him, he tells him, what are you talking about? I didn't waste a minute. Day and night I worked for you. Tell me, you know who made all the money? Who made all the money from the business of Lavan? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu figured out a way how to manipulate the market, so to speak, and get all the business. How? He figured out that when the sheeps would live together, he would put a stick and nekudim, brudim, brown spots, dark spots, a whole system. He had a whole system going. And what happened? Lavan, at the end of the day, looks at his profits. It's nothing. Who made all the profits? Lavan. Yaakov. I mean, does that sound to you as a ish tom, Hoshev HaAlim? That sounds like a person who's honest. As a matter of fact, Yaakov himself prides himself. He himself says it about his own self. What? That he is Achiv Beramaot, right? Esav Achi, or Faker, love him, I love him also. He tells him, Achiv Ani Beramaot. Yeah, I'm his brother in trickery. Could you imagine a person who is supposed to be Seman HaTorah, Shem O'alim, Mitromel, no? Maybe that was a sheker. Maybe it's not true. He's not Achiv Beramaot. Maybe. Which one are you supposed to believe? When he's telling you that he's a liar? That itself is a lie? Which lie? Which, if I tell you that I'm a liar, so let's clarify. Am I a liar? So then you can't believe what I say. So, Manavshach, I'm lying. Right? I have a migui. You know what a migui is? A migui is if I have this taina and that taina. If I'm telling the truth, then I'm saying I'm a liar. And if I'm lying, then I'm also lying. So which one is it? Yaakov the liar or Yaakov the liar? Either way, he's a liar. So how do you explain Semel HaTorah, Titein Emes LeYaakov? I've even once told you over a Gevaldig Pshat from my grandfather, which I hold as Emet Lamita. When they come to take Binyamin, right? So the Yaakov can't make peace with it. Why? Binyamin, something's going to happen to him. What's the big deal? Pull any kid off the street, pay him a few dollars, and tell him you act like Binyamin. I mean, officially, the person is Pari Mitzrayim. You know, they don't know it's Yosef. So say it's Binyamin. No reason to get kasha. You have a problem. What do? You make believe it's something else, and that's all. These actors. I'm sure there was plenty of good actors in those days. For a few dollars, you get yourself an actor. Said my grandfather, Zechatzadik Levracha, Tite Emet Liakov. Yaakov doesn't lie. Really? Really? Just lie? I don't know, he made a career out of lying. As a matter of fact, like I just showed you, he's even proud of it. So who is Yaakov? Is Yaakov the Titen Emet LeYaakov? Or is Yaakov Achiv Ani Beramaot? Who's the real Yaakov? Will the real Yaakov stand up? So the Mefarshim explain that the problem of sheker is only when it's for the wrong purposes. When it's for the right purpose, then it's not sheker. If it's meant l'shem shamayim, if it's meant lohotzi davar tov, to take out, to produce a good thing, then it's not a sheker. Yaakov Inu took the brachot, was davar tov, was to steal the brachot away from a rotzeach, a murderer. Lavan also was obviously, again, you have to know what the Achiv Rama made, because he was trying to cheat him, so the right thing is to cheat him back. Im ikesh titapan, there's a halacha. If someone lies to you, you're supposed to cheat him back. You know, I once heard a gewaltige thing from my grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, from the Alter von Slabotka. Alter claimed, his claim to fame was that he understood the Bachar very well. He knew every guy inside out. As a matter of fact, they say over that when a guy gave a cough, the Smedrish, and the Alter's back was Shmoneh Esrei, after the Shmoneh Esrei, he was able to turn around and say, that was that Bachar. That one. He knew them so well that he knew the cough and the sound of the cough. That's how well they knew. He knew his Bachurim. Like his children. The father hears from the cry, which he understands which kid is crying. That's how close he was with the Bachar. Yeah? So they say over that someone came over to him and said, they're fooling you. They're fooling you. You think you know them? You don't get it. You don't get the whole picture. So he says, I know they're fooling you till they fool them back double. They're fooling me till I fool them double. The point being that when someone fools you, the way around it is to fool them back double, and that's called edit. That's called an ikesh titapa. So Lavan, since he was Achim and Ibrahim Moyes, that's emet. Meaning, you're not supposed to be a fool. If a person is fooling you, he's supposed to walk around like a tamim. I told you over many times in the Chafetz Chaim that I heard from my grandfather also. Tamim tiyeh im Hashem alikecha. Hashem alikecha tiyeh tamim. Avon b'nei Adam, with people, you shouldn't be tamim, because then they'll railroad, they'll run you over with a train. You better be careful. Tamim tiyeh, you should be innocent with Hashem. Hashem, you should be innocent. You start being innocent with people. You go to 47, you start being innocent. You'll be out of business in a week. Meaning, if the other guy is emet with you, you better not fool him. But if the other guy's fooling you, you better call his bluff, as they say in English. In ikesh titapa. Okay. So we've established that sheker doesn't mean these words are not true. Because it has to be that the outcome has to be bad. If the outcome is good, then it's not sheker. And the raya is Yaakov Avinu is the raya. How do we know this? Maybe not. Maybe midvar, sheker, tirchak. And like the Mefarshim say tirchak. You know what the word tirchak means? It doesn't say al tidaber sheker. It says midvar, sheker, tirchak. Say the Rishayim on the Chumash, on the spot, tirchak. You got to run away from it far, far. It's not enough just to what? Just to not lie. You should, even the slightest thing which could bring to lie, you gotta stay away even from a chshash avak sheker. Right? So how do we know it means only when it's good, when it's bad? Maybe you're not allowed to lie at all. How do you know it means that? So I'll start by telling you over an interesting chidush from the Yireim. The Yireim, which was the Rebbe of the Balei HaTosfot, Rebbe Nutam. His Rebbe was the Yireim, Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. He has a chidush that midvar sheker tirchak is only for an edut in betin. An edus in beizdin, in court. There's no isur midvar sheker tirchak to lie. So on one hand, it's a big kula, because it comes out that you're allowed to walk around lying, and therefore 90% of people are not oyv averus every second of the day. Like they say, the famous Joe, how you know if a person's lying? If he's moving his lips, you know he's lying. If he's talking, then you know he's lying. But I hold that in America, they came up with an invention that it's shy to lie without talking, without moving your lips. The smile, the chanifa, the sheker. To look at the politicians. They don't even have to say anything, and you see the sheker. So it's all their body movement, their body language speaks and screams sheker. But the... But is Yireim's on the mitzvah of mitzvah sheker tichak. I don't have offhand the number. Just I know the Yireim. Famous Yireim. The mitzvah sheker tichak is only the best. It's only in best. So it comes out. Best in mitzvah sheker tichak is to hurt somebody. You see that it's not just you're not allowed to lie, because then it would be where? Everywhere. Anytime. So you see that it's in the consequence that it causes somebody damage or pain. And if not for that, there's no issur mitzvah sheker tichak. So even the Rishayim who say that it's not only a bezdin, obviously they understood it in this vein, but it's still a question. Maybe not. Maybe not. If you learn mitzvah sheker tichak, it's not only a bezdin. So how do those Rishayim, which is most Rishayim, most of the Rishayim that we Paskin like, say it's everywhere? So how do you know it's only for Rab? Maybe period, you're not allowed to lie. So I want to show you an interesting Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina gives 9 categories of lying. The Rishayim, even though they didn't deal with the outside world, knew the world. And they knew it well. And they knew what means lying and people who are lying. Look how Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shar Shlishi, from Kuf Ayin Ches all the way to Kuf Pei Vav. Yeah, coming pages of cases of lying. Now we're not going to read the whole Shari Tshuva. We're just going to take out one line from each case. Like this, you'll know the cases, and we'll analyze. And we'll study the cases and we'll see. Yeah, no, when you're allowed, when you're not allowed. So let me tell you like this. Kachgarim. This is the group of lawyers. Sure, it's a big group like that. The club of lawyers today, you could, I don't know if there's anybody who's not a member. Inyan akata zu nechlek letisha chalakim. There's 9 categories. Chelika echad ish kaza. A lawyer, a man of falsities. Asher Torah Azav, he left the Torah, the Yed of Yashas Bimani Piv, and he willingly goes around lying and a corrupt individual, corrupt. A corrupt person is one category of lying. He's called a Blial, a Rosh, and so on and so forth. Okay, so the first one is Ish Kazav, which means a man who is inherently false. His life, his talk, all of it is what? I don't want to say the English word. There's an English word to describe it, but it's not garbage. Would be a nice one. Now, Hamashaker, the aim be'etzem hasheker nezik v'hefsel chaver. Sometimes you could lie. This is Chelik Shein, the second category. You can have a case where he brings even Kairos Beinav, you can do it with your eyes, whatever. The man is false. That's his mahus, his being. Politician, yeah. He doesn't mean to hurt anybody. For example, right? Which means that he's not inherently, meaning these words, which will cause hurt to anybody, but he's fooling the other person, and from that hurt could come. You convince somebody you like him, and you don't really like him, so it's a very big problem, because right now there's nothing wrong with what you're saying. What do you kiss? It's irrelevant, but one day it might be relevant. Why? Because they'll trust you, and then he'll have a big problem by trusting you. So that's your second category. Your third category, habab arma, v'divrei mirma, limnaya taymi ba'ala, to cheat a person out from something good. For example, you tell them in business, tell them, yeah, don't do this thing because it's not good for you. And the truth is, it is good for you. This is the third category of lying. The fourth category, hamishakir b'sipra advarim, for example, he makes up stories. Ashashama umachlu ksasa. He doesn't have to change all of it. He changes just a little bit of it. The Eloi to Elis, Bishkarov, he doesn't gain anything from it. What does he gain from it? What does he gain? And also, he doesn't have a hefsid. He doesn't lose anything. Avukoi mishpatim yavasi sheker midaber tzedek selam. Yeah? But this is what his enjoyment. He enjoys to talk lies. This is what he enjoys to do.
Dramatizing.
Yeah. They say over from Mendelovich, saying about a newspaper lying, they say that everything in a newspaper, Mendelovich said, everything in a newspaper is a lie. Even the date is a lie, because they printed it the day before. Even the date. Because when did they print it? They printed the day before. Everything is okay. Sir, let me tell you how it works in the world. In the real world, you print at night and the papers come out early.
The day starts from the night.
That's by us, not by the world. Okay. God, they say, but you didn't have to buy them. My father told me that you didn't have to buy the European Jewish newspapers. Because you could have read the same news in the Russian newspaper the day before. It was just he would take everything what it says to him, just rewrite it in Yiddish. Anyways, Hachelik Hachamishi, when he tells a person that he'll do good with him and he'll give him a present, right? And then he has no intention of giving it to him. So that's like a Gnevus Das. It's like lying to him that you're fooling him. Chelik Shishi, Mavtiach es Chaver lehetiv imay, tell him he'll do good. V'yashakir dvara, v'yasim la'al milasay. He promises him and then he doesn't keep his word.
What's the difference between that number five? The
first thing is he doesn't plan on giving it. Right, so meaning it's l'chatchila. When he said it, this was all of the...
And the other one now, it's was, he planned on giving it, but he didn't get it.
He didn't do it. Okay, the Shvi is, Mishamat is Chaver Loimek, Yossi Metoivam. Shmini, Shtaber B'maylush, and so he lies about himself. He walks around saying that he has tremendous qualities and he doesn't have it. And the ninth one is... He comes and he tells stories.
Seven.
He lies to him, tell me he did do for him something, and it's not true. You know what I did for you? I spoke. It's not true. The whole thing never happened. Never happened. Next, Misha Mishtabea B'Malo Shem Tzoyzboy walks around saying things about himself. I finished school, I did this, I did that. You're laughing. I once had a guy, you hear? Interesting story. That every Shabbos he would come over to me and discuss with me medical issues. And he would tell me about his patients and his achim. It's unbelievable. No, and he would, after the card that he once told me, I told my Mishnah medical issues. He tells me, I have a doctor, a friend, and medical, this is the way you should deal with it. Kitzer, 1 week I come, he's not there. 2 weeks, three, I don't see him anymore. So I went over to the rub of that show. Tell me, where is so-and-so? He says, oh, you didn't hear where so-and-so is. So-and-so's walking around saying, he's a doctor, and he wasn't. And he walked around giving people medical advice. And he was going to the hospitals and could make him believe he's on call.
Okay.
And they caught him! And they caught him! So he's no more. He's no more. What he gained from it? Exactly the same thing right here. Mishnah Mishtaber, and Maila Shaden and Tsai's walked around. I'm a doctor, not a doctor, I'm a Yakin Chinese. A lot of Talmid Chachamim don't do this. They walk around claiming that they know and they don't know. It's a very big problem.
Who's that, nine?
A lot of what?
That was nine?
Not, this was eight. Maybe, yeah, a lot. That's right. That's exactly. This is a type of sheker to walk. I'm a Kabbalist and I'm not. 100%. Hachelik Hachi, Bonin Lo Yishakeru, Besipu Tvarim. Ashi Yishmu, Agadas Pyrus, they make up stories.
Yeah,
people make up stories. There are people there. Make up a story. Fantasy world. Avyachlifu Dvarim Al Oidis Khatsei Main Hefskadab. Oh, so what's the point? What am I trying to from all this? There's a common denominator in all the stories Rabbeinu Yehuda brings. Not one of them does Rabbeinu Yehuda bring that he lies for a good reason. The nine categories Rabbeinu Yehuda brings is either lying to hurt the other guy or to for yourself. Or somewhat, at some point, he's living in fantasy world. But to lie, to help somebody, that one case is Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now I want to ask you a simple question, Rabbi. Let's get down to the yesod, the foundation. Is the isur, the words, shekel, these words are falsities, or is it the gavra, the person is not allowed to speak falsely? Is it an isur maaseh? Or is it a gavra, that the person becomes a liar? So truth is, I showed you for Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda speaks, the first case is what? Ish kazav, the person's a liar. And the other cases are cases where what? That he speaks lies. So we see that a person can be a liar without actually speaking. The nafkamina would be, if you learn that Shekev is lying, words of lies, so then if without words, then it's not Shekev. But if it's the Gavra portraying falsities, so then even if he doesn't say anything, it would be Asur. This is my question. You'll soon see how it ties into understanding the Yesod of the Isur and the Neila, what? And the Mela also, it's water, and the Mela to understand the, we'll soon see. Let me explain to you what I'm trying to get at. Is the problem the person? The person, he's being false, or is the problem that these words are words of Shekhar? Which would mean, I'll tell you even more. Is the problem of Sheker bin Abu al Khabeiri? Was the problem of Sheker bin Abu al Khabeiri? Meaning, between you and, Hashem. Let's say I don't hurt the other guy. I'm not hurting him. Still, we find there's an Isur Sheker. You're not allowed to lie. So the problem is the words. Or is the problem the person? I want to tell you, we find by nedarim, when a person makes a neder, lo yachel dvaro, kichol hayotzeh mipiv yaaseh. He shouldn't make cheap, chulin, his words. Chulin, words, what kind of? What kind of kedusha? Where is there kedusha to words? I don't know, kedusha to words. Say there is shayinim? Yes, there is. Ayipach be'apo yidishmas ruach chayim. Says the Targum Ruach Memalla, the ability to speak is a ruchnius. It's a spiritual thing. And the biggest proof is because the behemoths that walk on forks, the behemoths that walk on two do speak. The behemoths that walk on four, they can't speak. The behemoths that walk on two, right? That live all over the neighborhood. They can't speak. They could speak. Well, actually, they can't speak either, but they have also a different type of language. I don't know. Maybe you could understand, maybe you can't understand what they're saying. But Kapanim, the ones that walk on four, they can't speak. So this is a special aliyah, special spirituality that man has that he could talk. You're not allowed to come. And fashvech, in Yiddish it's called to fashvech, which means to cheapen. Cheapen. Words are holy. Sheker, so they're mooning the words. The words themselves are self-destructive, which means I'm trying to get at the core of the problem. If it's hurting somebody, I understand where the problem shekers. These words are a knife. You know, how does the Lashon of the Pasuk say? Cherev? The Lashon is like a cherev, it's like a sword. Piyot. Chaim above is beyond a lashon. Let me tell you, words could cause much damage to other people. So if you're mishaker and you cause him hezek, so the words cause hezek. But if I lie where I don't cause hezek, see if you come and say you're a doctor and you're not a doctor, okay, that's causing hezek maybe to people. But if you come and say you're a big philosopher, what's the big deal? The truth is, even if you're a liar, you're telling the truth that you're a philosopher. Because usually that's what they are, so it's not a big kasha. You're not contradicting yourself. Maybe that's what you mean, I'm a liar. In other words, the fancy way of saying it is saying I'm a philosopher. I'm an intelligent. I'm a scientist. I'll call upon it. The point being, if I'm not hurting the other guy, then what's wrong? And the answer could be is, maybe there's kedusha to words. Maybe, I don't know, could be. Or it has to do with the person. The Torah wants that you should be an Ish Emet. Ish Kazav Asher Torah Azav. Lo Sechashku, Lo Sechakru, Lo Sarechet Shokem, Atoinu Shami. So even though the truth is, these are all cases here. V'nikra Ish Ovem, V'nikra Bliyav. Even though the cases, he brings us to hurt the other guy. But maybe the problem is when you're a liar. You're a liar, it's a problem with the government. Now let's go back to the original question. If let's say I lie for the good reason, so the words themselves, they're not the truth. But am I a liar? Is the person corrupt? Maybe not. Maybe it's telling this, that since the halacha of sheker is not so much the words, are they true or not true, but it's the corruption of the person who says them. So if his intentions are good, so then he's not corrupt. This is what I want to start with. This is the yesod. Does everybody understand what I just said? I'm going to repeat it bekitzur because I brought in a lot of information. It's very difficult to process it. So let me tell you over bekitzur what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to understand how it could be that a person says every single word false, and it's not sheker, it's emet. How does such a thing happen? How could the Torah, which is a true Torah, tell me that a person could lie for 10 minutes straight, 20 minutes, how long would it take Yaakov to steal the brachas? 10, 15, 20 minutes? For 20 minutes you can walk around lying, bluffing, stealing, and this is called Titein Emes L'Yaakov. How does that work? So he said to his son that lying is only when the outcome is bad. If the outcome is going to be good, then you're allowed. Now I know a lot of people use this and misuse this by saying, "Oh, I mean for the good." You have to be careful. It has to really be for the good. It can't be just Motorhead that, you know, you think it's going to be. So how does that work? So I explained to you that it's possible two problems of Shekin. One, the words themselves. These words are false. And the second problem could be that the person is corrupt. The person is mishaker. He becomes a dishonest person by saying these words. So if the words are sheker, I don't know how you turn the words which are false into words which are true and say the hetter is, I mean it for a good purpose. But if the problem is deeper, and I proved to you the problem is deeper, because what would be the problem of saying my lot about yourself that I'm out there? Who cares? Who cares? What are you saying? Big deal. What are you saying? So we said maybe the words are holy, maybe. Maybe it's the person. The person is not allowed to be a dishonest person, and the words he speaks represent the inner person who he is. The Mela, when the Gavra is dishonest, so if the Gavra was honest and he did the Sheker, then it's not called Sheker. Maybe. Let's see some Nafkaminas Lalacha from this. I'm going to bring you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cases where we find that lying was permitted in the Gemara. You ready? 6 Gemaras. I'm going to teach you 6 Gemaras where we find lying was permitted in the Gemara. Let me start with the Gemara Brachas that we give Amud Bet. So the Gemara says that Rav Papa, Ikla Lebe Rav Huna. Who likes stories? You like a story? But I can't tell stories like the books. I'm not that good at that. I can tell you stories from the Gemara, which I get to Halacha. Rav Huna Ikla Lebe Rav Huna. I'm sorry, Rav Papa Ikla Lebe Rav Huna. Rav Papa went to the house of Rav Huna. They brought him shemen and hadas, good smellings. Shakur Papa Baruch Hadas Bereishis. So first he made the bracha on the hadas, and then he made the bracha on the oil. Right? Hadas Baruch Hashem. Amalei lo yisavu amar alach gedivra machria. Don't you paskin? That the halacha is, you should do the opposite. You should make the bracha on the shemen and then the hotas. He said, no. What do you mean? The halacha is like Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, you're supposed to make the bracha on the hotas and then the shemen. Says the Gemara of the Lahi, it wasn't a true story. It wasn't true. When he said, no, we pass like Beis Hillel, it's not true. We don't pass like Beis Hillel. We pass like the Machria, that first you make the bracha on the Shem and then the Hadas. So why did he do it? Why did he say it? Says the Gemara, Lishtamute Nafshehu Da'abad. He was embarrassed and he made a mistake. So he said it. Beis Hillel. To save himself. What do you see from this Gemara? That it's mutar l'shaker b'makom bizayon. If someone catches you, you did something, don't tell this to the little kids in the yeshiva, because they'll never ever tell the truth.
So why do we punish
them? Tell it to the wives.
So why do we punish the kids if they tell a lie?
That's exactly the question I just asked. I asked in different words, but that's what I'm asking.
I thought Rebbe was saying, don't talk to the kids
because
the kids
will be right, because they'll use it and they'll be right. That's the question. How can you punish a kid when he's lying? It's exactly what I'm asking. Let's read the Rashi. Says Rashi with me. Here, come here, Rashi. Read this little Rashi. Give me the little bars that I have to. Where's the Rashi? Here. He was embarrassed. The teacher taught him. This is how he, removed himself from the situation. Now let me ask you a kasha. First of all, if you want to be a darshan, I would say a very nice pshat. Halach ke beis hillel. What was he saying when he said halach ke beis hillel? You know what I think he was saying? Beis hillel would never do what you do. Halach ke beis hillel. What do you think beis hillel would do in such a case? Beis hillel was neichem zeh bezel halacha. Beis hillel. Could be he was sending him a little of a message. Halacha ke beis hillel. Ask me such kashas, you're embarrassing me, I made a mistake. Don't you know that Allah, why is that Allah like this? You ever know why that looks like this? Because they were very, very kind one to another. You caught me on Allah. You know, Paul, a lot of people like to rip a guy, oh, he doesn't know, you paskini spruum. Take it easy. Looks like this. Why is Allah like Beis Hillel? Allah is like Beis Hillel because what? Because Neichem Zeb is Allah. What do I have from this Gemara? One of two things. Either Kipshuta, we learn out that Bimakum Bizayim, where you feel that you're so embarrassed, you're allowed to lie, which could be a good halacha we can learn from here. Why? Because since the Isser to lie is for what purpose? Only for corrupt reasons. And here he was lying to save himself from Busha. So therefore it's mutar.
Can any person...
I'm not telling you about any person. Government? I'm learning this Gemara with you. No, slowly, no. slowly.
A president of the United States can do that?
The president of the United States? I talk about Rav Papa. You talk about the president.
I know.
The president of the United States has no Busha. Has no Busha.
Is there to whom?
What kind of Busha can he have? He himself, he is a Heftza Busha. What are you talking about? His name is Takabusha. Yeah.
What is this Kvoda Torah? What is this Busha exactly?
It's not Kvoda Torah.
What is it?
He was embarrassed.
Isn't it a bigger
problem? Bimakoim Hefsid.
To be more than I admit, it's not better for him.
Huh? I agree with you, but I'll tell you the Adams, that could be that you should do. But this is a hatter, what you could do. What you could do. Bimakoim Bizayim, that for who? For who? If you're saying Eidud against another person, there's no hatter. For yourself, yeah, the Chanami. What do you mean a heter? It's not mutter to lie to the best. It's mutter to be mishtamet from a matzah, but not to lie to the best. In other words, there's a court procedure. In court, there's nothing to do with this. You have to tell the truth. But this is what, in a regular daily basis, your wife catches you, you ate the cookies when she told you not to eat the cookies. And it's going to turn into a busha and a harpen, you know what I mean? It's going to turn into a whole story. Could be. B'makum b'zayan, you're allowed to, but again.
Won't the wife will know anyways?
Huh?
Won't the wife be able to tell anyways?
Again, so I'm not discussing with you how are you supposed to sneak away from your wife. If she doesn't help, it doesn't help. But I'm telling you that you see from here that a case of heter would be b'zayan. Let me just point out did he directly say in this case Allah is like Beis Hillel? What was his words? Let me see what the words that he said. Amalei hachi amarav Allah ke Beis Hillel. In what? Allah is not never like Beis Hillel. Did Rava ever say these words that Allah is like Beis Hillel? I tie to that the raya that they bring from here is not 100% a raya. Why? Remember Yaakov Avinu, even when he lied, did he lie straight out? Or did he lie in a way that he switched it? Ani, Esav, Achicham, your older brother, Esav, your father, your grandmother, whatever it was, right? There was a way out of the lie that theoretically the words weren't a lie.
You can understand it too late.
So I want to explain to you, where does that come from? So I want to tie it like this. The words are a lie, so then the words are not a lie. Notice there's two chesrayas. We explained that it could be the gavra and it could be the words. On the tzad that is the words, so Esav Yaakov took care of that by saying words which were not a lie. Elamai, but it's false. It's corrupt. That was for good reason. If you take apart Yaakov Avinu and use him as the Mekor, so then we have actually two things we have to be careful. That the words shouldn't be a lie, and that what? That it shouldn't be corrupt. Well, that's the pshat. He didn't say words that are not true. Halacha kebeisel, it's true. You don't think Rava ever used the words halacha kebeisel? I'm sure he always did, because halacha is like beisel. So this, that it looks not honest in this case, ichsif is good enough to come and say that it's not corrupt. It's not a shekem, it's adagat. That's how I would be miyashiv to this gemara. Let me tell you over another gemara. Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yabez Hamad Aleph says that tanoyim, they used to say over things in other people's names. Why? Because if they said it over this Tana's name, they wouldn't accept it. So they said it over this Tana. Ooh. Then it's already something. Ooh. Which people do all the time. It's called Ramesha Said Syndrome. Ramesha Said Syndrome. Oh, this Ramesha Said. Oh, Ramesha Said. Ramesha Said like this. How can Ramesha say all three things if all three things contradict each other? Ramesha said that also. Everything Ramesha said. This is the Ramesha said syndrome. Okay. But as far as the Ravadi Yosef syndrome. Ravadi said this, Ravadi said that, Ravadi. Everything he said. Okay. Is that checking? All right. Let's figure it out. The intention was good. You want it to be that people should listen. You hold that it's true. What about the words themselves? Is it sheker? So I tell you, good eight, if you come and say directly, Rebavadi or Ramosh, whatever it is, said this, then I would have a shtickler problem because maybe they didn't say this. I don't know if you're allowed to lie directly and say the words. But if the pshat is that Ramesha said, meaning, who said that? Could be said it. I don't know. I know that he didn't say it. Maybe he said, if this is the law, he probably did say it. I don't know so much a chiluk in the actual lashon. I don't have worked out exactly in the right wording what you should say. But I'm trying to bring out a point. That if you're saying, Ramesha told it to me, don't say Ramesha told it to me. But if you're saying Ramesha said, it's probably true.
What happens if it's contradiction?
Yeah.
What happens if it's contradiction? It actually is a contradiction to what Ramesha said. Then you can actually make him Ramesha
so lie. So then I would tell you not want to do that.
How would you know?
No, he's trying to say, what happens if it's just a stereo?
No, but what happens? So yeah, how do you know?
Just give it more than that. You're not going to know how to do it.
How do you know that? How do you know when Moshe was... I mean, unless a person goes through all of Igor's Moshe, knows every single...
And Hanami, so you shouldn't do it. So don't say Ramesha said it. Say some obscure rabbi said it.
For sure said it in a Havamina somewhere. No?
Whatever I'm trying to say. Again, I'm trying to bring you that you remember that you suck. To come and say, you see from these Gemaras, you're allowed to lie, is a very, very poor contention. I'm going to show you from all these Gemaras, the intent was there, and could be even the words themselves weren't a lie.
What about the fact that Rabbanim are in general are very mocked on that things shouldn't be not said that not in their... I mean, shouldn't people say things in their name which they didn't say? That's a general call. I mean, Rebbe wouldn't want anybody saying. I don't know anybody.
And Rebbe Yeruchim Gerelich once said, "My Torah, you can say your name, but please don't say your Torah in my name."
Right. Which anybody would want.
Right. I hear this. Okay. Let's move along. Let me just get out the side this, and then we'll be the follow. I don't want to give anything concrete yet. First, we'll learn up the Gemara Sutra. There's a Gemara Sukkah that Lamedalad Amid Beis that discusses a hadas katan, a hadas which is chipped. Yeah, is it kosher or not? Sukkah that Lamedalad Amid Beis hadas katan, a hadas that's chopped on the top. Is it kosher or not? So the Gemara says that Shmuel, Shmuel held it's no good. Amrav Yehuda and Shmuel Achir Reb Tarfon. Halach is like Reb Tarfon. V'az the Shmuel Taimei, the Amalu Shmuel Lahanu the Mizab Niasvu. Oh, says the Gemara, he actually didn't really hold like Reb Tarfon. That it's kosher. What did he do? He was telling the people who are selling, you better be careful, you better not raise the prices for the good hadassim. You know why? Because I'll tell everybody that looks like Reb Tarfon. Which is possible, right? You hear it? Which is kosher. So therefore you would be able to use the possible. So I'm saying there would be no problem. So actually, says Rashi, halachik Reb Tarfon, lahakim. And he told them, you gotta sell the ripped ones the same price as the good ones. If they should be vaccinated, kem shleish adasim, they're asking for 3 adasim shleim. You know how much you're gonna charge? Like they charge today, they charge you $5 for a branch. And if not, I'll tell you like that lochus like Reb Tarfon. Wait a minute, could you say that lochus like Reb Tarfon if it's not? What? Can I lie? Can you imagine I get up and say Pesach Halacha? Halacha is like Chveisa. Give me a good case. Whatever the case is, and I say that Halacha is the exact opposite. Halacha is the exact opposite, and it's only to threaten the Meicher. How does this Gemara work? So again, let's see clearly. That's the point. That's what he doesn't want them to overcharge. So he's telling.
They're going to lose the business.
So what? That's right. But he's lying. He's cheating the belt. He's making.
What happened?
The Meicher was starting to bring up the price of that dasi.
So what he wanted to put it out?
How come you use Pasul Adasim to finish this? Pasul Kaptarvin, you're allowed to use the Pasul to
finish it.
You know it's brought down Shulchan Aruch that if they raise the price of the fish, no, bye-bye fish, finish, no more. But there the point is that it's not saying a lie. Here you're saying a lie. You come and say, I love the Kaptarvin. So let's go back to the column. Let's see the rule. Is it for good intentions? Yes. Is it a lie? I don't know. Maybe. Huh? So you have to see really the Gemara there. The Gemara actually says that originally he did hold halachos like Reb Tarfon. So the Gemara there, the Gemara says, Chazar boy changed his mind. So maybe he was saying, I would go back, the Lidra Ishlahu.
Means originally he didn't hold like him, so it's not 100% lie.
My timer. So the Gemara explains that it has to do with drushes. So maybe with drushes you can come and say that's not muchach literish. He would have darshed it. In other words, it's not showing with life with them directly. Maybe. The classic 3 Gemaras that everybody knows probably is the Gemara Yevamos Samachem at base that a person is a lot of being Mishana B'dipurei for the sake of shalom, for the sake of peace. That's a Gemara Yevamos Daf Samachem at base. I want to be medayik. Mishana b'dibure. Mishana doesn't say l'shaker. It says mishana b'dibure. So again, this yisod. And I'll tell you the emes. Nobody says it. It bothers me very much. Most poskim do not make the chiluk that I make. Again, in learning of the sugya, I'm not telling you against any poskim. I'm not here to discuss halacha lemaisa, because I can't do that. It's not the right form. What I'm discussing is how to learn up the sugya. It's interesting. They're trying to bring rayas, but I'm showing you from all the cases that they try to bring rayas, it's not directly straight out to lie. Bam Mitzia, famous Gemara, that Talmud Chacham, when they tell him he knows so much, if they are not, they mishan him with dibure. See the lashon of the Gemara? Bam Mitzia, the Gemara says, that they say that it's not so. Here, so Amr of Yehuda, Mashmul, Bahani, plus Mili, Abdir, Abonin, the Mishanu, Bimilayu. They change their words. Again, Sheker. Does the Gemara say Sheker? The Gemara says Mishan to be Milayim. Change of words. For example, the Mesechet, which means if they tell you, do you know so much and so much? They don't say yes. They say, Anava. Humility.
Why you let a life on Anava?
You tell me.
No, seriously.
You tell me, because Gaiveh is no good. So your intentions are good. Now, what are you lying? You're not really lying. You're being Mishana B'dibur, because you never know it perfect. You always could learn it better.
Yeah, I
always learn it better. Again, I know. What's called I know? You could always... It's not a direct lie. Yes or no? Yes or no? I don't see the heter. Again, you don't see it from the Gemara.
Is the Sheker if you tell, if you say, yeah, I learned four Mesechtes?
Huh?
Is the Sheker if you tell them that you actually did learn four Mesechtes? The saying that you should Mishana, then is it Sheker if you say the actual truth? Being that you really don't know it so well?
No.
Just
no, sir. Not guys. The next thing is Bipuria. Shimush Amit, which means whatever, discuss private marital inyanim. You don't talk about it. So therefore, you're Mishana B'milayim. And that's because it's Neos. So here we have two more klalim. Be'ushpiza, Shalu al Ushpiza, and Kibbu B'Savior upon the office. If they ask about, the, you know, you went to this guy, were they nice to you? You shouldn't come and say, yeah, they were tremendously nice. You know why? Because then he'll have a line out the door. So therefore, it's for his good. It's for the guy's good. So again, here we find that what? That for three reasons you're allowed to lie. To help another guy, shalom and sneeze. All right, so let's get to klalim again. Busha, that was the Gemara in Brachas. Psachim, l'kabu milayim, that the word should be accepted. Sukkah, to get people to do what's right, you know, otherwise they'll be cheating people. Yevamis, shalom. Bamitziyah chav gimel amit beis, it's as well as bamitziyah daflamin, anava, tznius, and helping the other guy shouldn't have a hefzer. But again, in all these cases, I show you that it's only mishanu b'milayim. It doesn't mean straight out lying. It doesn't mean to straight out lie. I don't see the hoichacha for this. Okay. Now let's talk practical halacha lefizah. Now that we've got the yesoidus, the groundwork, let's discuss halacha l'maisa. If someone tells you a secret, you have no right to say it over. It's one of the lashon horrors that the Chofetz Chaim makes into a lav. If someone tells you, by the way, you're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to repeat it. So what happens if a guy comes over to you and says, do you know someone? But you were sworn to secrecy, so to speak. So what do you do? Are you allowed to lie for that purpose? So I saw a psak from Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, and the Sefer Titin Emes Liakim that quotes it, and he says that this, as well as bad news, you don't want to tell a guy bad news. You're allowed to come and say, I don't know. I don't know. Because since it's good reason that you're not telling the truth, so therefore, again, you see, what they're doing is teaching you real cases of it's better you don't say.
She said, I don't want to share this.
So that's what I'm asking. I don't see where the word Shini Alash, to say I don't know. You know, when someone calls me up for a shidduch, yeah, and I know horrible things about the guy, right? So some of it is a secret, and some of it is a million different things why it's not kedai to say it, right? So you know what I always say? I don't come and say anything. I say the following. But then don't call up shidduch, because then you'll know my trick. And don't tell anybody else, because then they'll stop, you know what I mean? They'll hop my secret. I say, I don't know anything bad to say about it. I don't have anything bad to say about it. I only have good things to say about it. It's true. That's right. You got it. My intention is good, but I didn't say one word of sheker.
That was right.
I have to say about it? No, because I'm not going to say it. I have nothing that I could say. I don't have it to say about it. Okay, we'll have to continue. We'll continue tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow.